Up next, we'll move along to Oregon coach Mark Helfrich. The Ducks are on the road at USC on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Press star then the number one to ask your question. Star then the number one. Again, that's star then the number one to ask your question. Your first question is from Joey Kaufman with the Orange County Register.
Mark, you guys haven't faced Clancy Pendergast since he's been USC's defensive coordinator, but when he was back at Cal as their defensive coordinator from like 2010, 2012, they had a couple games against you guys. What do you remember about kind of the challenges of facing his defense, or what kind of wrinkles they gave you?
Well, they do a great job. Obviously the talent that they possess on all three levels of the defense is first and foremost the key. Then they do a great job from a fundamental standpoint. They have a base, in each of their personnel groups that they're very good at. And then they do a great job week to week attacking protections, attacking tendencies. And so they have that kind of package per week thing that it's hard to predict, and hard necessarily going into it to know what that's going to be.
In 2010, I think the score was like 15-13. It was pretty low scoring. And I know it's going back a while, but do you remember anything about that game or what his defense was able to do?
Sure. No, I mean, that's perfect example. They, played pretty much one defense the entire day and did a fantastic job. I think 10 of those 11 guys were in the NFL off of that defense. And so it was, a perfect combination of scheme and talent.
Thanks.
Sure.
Your next question is from Yogi Roth with the Pac-12 Network. Mr. Roth, you may proceed with your question.
Oh, so, sorry, I was on mute there. Coach, it seemed like last week Justin did a nice job with his pre- and post-snap read. Like the one time he's kind of pointing out the pressure and he hits the cover two-hole shot, and then he does the RPO shot to Jaylen Brown on the sideline. How did he do when you looked at the whole game in terms of seeing things clearly, and is that a skill set for him that you guys noticed early on that he'd be impressive at?
His overall knowledge has been good. The way that he's learned week to week has been impressive. You never know with a quarterback or really anybody, I guess, until they're getting hit and getting up and doing it again and playing in rhythm. But for the most part, he did a good job of that. He did a good job getting the ball out. Last week is obviously a huge thing against Arizona State. Sometimes an incompletion is your best friend, and just get the ball out and make it, second and 10 instead of second and worse. And for the most part, he did that well.
And does he see things really clear after the snap, from all the practice you guys have done?
He's done a good job of being very honest. That's one thing we always just hammer with our quarterbacks is, hey, if you don't know and you fake it, that's worse. If you try to make up an answer, and it's like going to the training room and your left knee hurts, but say, hey, look at my right ankle, and he does a great job of, I didn't look, he's very often honest about, hey, I didn't see whatever, and going back through this series, he's been very impressive that way.
Cool. Thanks.
Sure.
Your next question is from Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, you don't make a midseason quarterback change on a whim. A lot of thought goes into it. What, in terms of consultation with your assistants, do you talk to other players, what they think? How much feedback do you get before you pull the trigger on something like that?
Coaching. I mean, yeah, no feedback from the players on that kind of deal. I think our players they certainly believe 100% in Justin, and they'll believe in whoever's behind the center for us at this point. But I think it was just one of those things where we needed a boost, and we were kind of contemplating that, and had those discussions, and it was best for our football team, and so pulled the trigger.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jeff.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, star then the number one.
Any further questions for Coach?
Star then the number one.
All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Mark, appreciate your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.